The days of exercising and preparation were over. What the men needed now was a chance to relax before the big moment. But North Africa, with its bomb-scarred ports and miles of sand and olive groves, hasn't much to offer in the way of distraction, except one thing, bathing. And so wherever possible, those camps were close to bathing beaches and the heavenly blue sea. On the eve of sailing, those long sandy beaches might have been Blackpool, Brighton, or Coney Island, except that here there were no girls and no bathing suits. Just thousands and thousands of men, fighting fit, their bodies and legs a dark mahogany. In the harbour, the ships, ignoring the terrific heat, held a naval regatta. That's how your fighting men, your husbands, your sweethearts, your sons, behaved on the eve of the greatest invasion in history. As we rendezvoused at sea, our own force looked almost big enough to do the job by itself. Escorting warships, big troop ships with our assault craft hanging on the davits, and literally hundreds of other landing craft steaming under their own power. Beyond the horizon, there were other forces, some even larger than our own, approaching Sicily to arrive with us dead on zero hour.